Chapter 75. He set it up in the kitchen. It seemed a very mundane place to erase a man's mind. I sat on an uncomfortable metal chair as he potted round me like a man trying to find a clean vacuum bag. I flinched as the first electrode was placed against the side of my skull, and he asked immediately, "Are you okay?" "Fine," I muttered. "Fine." "Would you like something to drink?" "No, I'm fine." "Okay." He eased the hair up from the back of my neck and pushed two more nodes into my skin just beneath the cerebellum. Clearly this was more advanced than the crude methods of Pietrock 112. The metal was cold as he pressed it into my temples, above my eyes, stopping every time I winced to check, "Are you all right, Harry? Are you sure you want to do this?" "I'm sure," I replied. "It's fine." I couldn't stop myself. Couldn't slow my own breathing. It grew faster and faster as the moment of truth approached. He pulled some duct tape out of a drawer and said, "I think it would be safer if we taped your hands down. Are you okay with that?" "Sure, why not?" "You look very nervous. I don't like medical things." "It'll be fine. This will be fine. You'll be able to remember everything very soon."
Wasn't that nice?
He taped my hands to the arms of the chair with thick layers of duct tape. I almost wished he'd spit in my eye, declare his loathing of me. At least then I would have an excuse to scream, to rage. He didn't. He checked the positioning of the wires across my skull, across my face, then bent down so his head was entirely level with mine.
"It's for the best, Harry," he explained. "I know that won't matter to you, but really, this is how it has to be."
I couldn't answer. Knew I should and couldn't. Couldn't find words between the breath, between the effort of breathing. He stepped round behind me to adjust the leads, and I squeezed my eyes tight shut, shaking all over, my toes shaking in their socks, knees turned to jelly. Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh!
Darkness.